It's Yodua that the Rambam in his Sforim gave a time of decree for the Isser of Peis HaRosh and for the Isser of Hashchas HaZaken. The Rambam said that the reason the Torah said a Yid is not allowed to cut his Peis, and the reason the Torah said a Yid is not allowed to shave his beard with a razor, it's based on the fact that the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and specifically the Koimrei Avodah Zarah, used to do this. And because the Oivdei Avodah Zarah used to do this, a big theme of the Torah is that we have to distance ourselves very, very much from the pagans and from all their minhagim. And being that this was a pagan custom, so it's for that reason the Torah said it's awesome. The Rambam writes this in his Moira. It's in Chelek Gimel Perek Lamed Zayin. The Rambam writes this in his Sefer HaMitzvahs when he talks about these two mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah loisaseh, mem gimel or mem dalet. And really, Rosh V'Rishayin, the Rambam writes this in his Yad Chazaka, just to read two excerpts of the Rambam. The Rambam, he begins Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Avodah Zarah talking about the Issur Peis HaRosh. He says, "Ein megalchin paaseh haRosh kemo shehayu oisin Oivdei Avodah Zarah v'koimrein." Now it cut the Peis HaRosh in the same way that the Oivdei Avodah Zarah and the Galochim used to do. Shenem lo yisakifu paas roishchem. In Halacha Zayin, derech koimrei Avodah Zarah hoyu lahashchis ganam. Lefichach asre toiru lahashchis hazaken. So Rambam says it throughout his svar, that the reason there's an Issur Peis HaRosh and the reason there's an Issur Hashchas HaZaken, it's related to the fact that the pagans, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they used to engage in this Inyan. I saw a Dover Nifla, but it's also Dover Pella. Right? Nifla and Pella is not the same thing. Nifla is like, wow. Pella is like, come again. Right, it's a Dover Nifla and a Dover Pella in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. The Ksava Kabbalah, and this is in Parshas Kedoshim. So we mentioned earlier that the Torah mentions the Issur Hashchas HaZaken twice. Right? It says Upas Konam Lo Yigalechu, and it says Lois Sashchis Es Pas Zikonecha. So the question is that why did Torah mention it twice? Okay, so we learn between the two mentions the halacha, and that is Giluach Sheyesh Bayashchasa. But just tell me one time Giluach Sheyesh Bayashchasa Upas Konam Lo Yigalechu, and then it says Lois Sashchis Es Pas Zikonecha. So it said the Ksava Kabbalah. That, where does it say, upaskanam lo yigalecho? It's in Parshas Emor. It says it regarding all the mitzvahs of the Koyanim, Emor al HaKoyanim. Lois sashchis es pasikonecho, that it says in Parshas Kedoshim. It's talking to all Yidden. So he says, the Rambam said, that what's the yisoid of the Isser, Hashchas HaZaken? It's related to the fact that the Koimrim used to go ahead and they used to be mashkes their zaken. The truth is, if you look carefully, when the Rambam talks about the Issur Peis HaRosh, his lashon is ein megalchin paasei haRosh kemo shehayu oisin Oivdei Avodah Zarah v'koimrein, like the Oivdei Avodah Zarah and the Galochim used to do. When he talks about the Issur of Hashchas HaZaken, he says derech koimrei Avodah Zarah hoyu lahashkes ganam. By the way, that's why the Galoch was called the Galoch, right? Derech koimrei Avodah Zarah. By Peis HaRosh, it wasn't just the koimer, it wasn't just the Galoch, it was the Oivdei Avodah Zarah also. When it comes to the Issur Hashchas HaZaken, over there, the Rambam's lashon is that it was the koimer, it was the galochim that used to do this. So said the Ksava Kabbalah, Ula Yesh Loimar, that when it comes to the Hamoinam, that's in Parshas Kedoshim. So there the Torah says, Lois Sashchis Es Pasikonecha. There the Isser only is if you're going to be Mashchiset, because it's only Hashchasa that's going to be Aser. But when it comes to the Koyin, he's the koimer, he's the galoch. He has to be more machmer. And because he has to be more machmer, by him the Torah said, Upas konam lo yigalechu. Even if it's not going to be ba'ofen hashchasa, you can't have any shaychis to it. Even if it's ke'entar, so to speak. Even then it's going to be a problem. So you're right, there's a shinui aloshin, but the yisoid of the shinui aloshin is, one is in Parshas Kedoshim and the other one is in Parshas Emor al-Kayanim. So he says it could be it's related to the Rambam, because the Rambam says the yisoid of the Isser is, don't be like a galoch. So who has to not be like a galoch? The Kayan, the priest, he's the one that has this Isser, b'yesser se'es, b'yesser ois. So could be says, Niksava Kabbalah, that's when it came to the Amoynam, it said, lois sashchis. But when it comes to the Kayan, he's more shayich to this Isser. By him it says, upas kodam lo yigalechu. Now he bavarins, it's not like Chazal. Chazal stelt to the two to each other, and it's always giluach, sheyesh b'yashchasa. That's why it's a davar pella. It's a davar niflo because it's, I think, a davar niflo. But it's a davar pella because it's keneged chazal. But either way, in pshutei shel mikra, trying to navigate these two psukim, which are very, very interesting, al pi darkei shel Rambam. But the truth is, we'll end with this. The tour, right in the beginning of Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, when he talks about these halachas, he brings the Rambam. And he's not happy with the Rambam. This is how the tour starts, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. Hakofes haroish, vashchoses hazokom, gam be'elu kosev haRambam, she'osu makosev, ne'she'osin kein, oivdei avoydezor v'koim reim. Adkan. V'ze enoi mefurish, says the Torah. It doesn't say it anywhere. The Rambam came up with this on his own. V'enonu tzrichim levakish tam le'mitzvahs. And there's no reason for us to have to come up with reasons for mitzvahs. Ki mitzvahs melechei moleinu afim loy neida taimon. See, he wasn't happy with this Rambam. I don't know why the Rambam needs to come up with this reason. Ke'ilu, we need to know the reason for something in order for us to go ahead and do mitzvahs. Not necessary. Einonu tzrichim levakish tam le'mitzvahs. Ki mitzvahs melechem aleinu afim lo yineida taimon. And by the way, the Rambam made up this reason. Because of zeh einoi meforish. The Beis Yosef, who always came to the defense of the Rambam, says two things. Number one, I'm picking up a little bit from the tour, that the tour is in a subtle way, almost accusing the Rambam, that you have to know the time of the mitzvahs, because if you don't know the time of the mitzvahs, I don't know, then maybe it's not so important to keep the mitzvah. Right? Einanu tzrichim levakish tam le'mitzvahs, ki mitzvahs melechei moleinu afim lo yineid the time of. And the Beis Yosef says, how could you even in a subtle way, even the most edely way suggest that the Rambam would hold that way? He says, did the Torah not see the Rambam and the end of Hilchas Me'ila and the end of Hilchas Temura and the end of Hilchas Mikvois? We've spoken about these Rambams over the years, where the Rambam is meirich about how it's important for a person to know the reason for a mitzvah, but even if you don't know it, you have to understand that you have to do it. It's a mitzvah, it's a melech, etc., etc. Everyone knows the Rambam spoke about this so many times. He says, I'm picking up on some innuendo here, and I'm not comfortable, says the Beis Yosef. And I have to come to the defense of the Rambam. This is what the Beis Yosef writes. He says, besides, the Torah said it's not mefurish anyway what the Rambam says. He says, La'nias daiti, even though it's not mefurish, abitz gantz mefurish. In fact, in the words of the Beis Yosef, hareze kim mefurish. It's kim mefurish. You know why? Because sometimes if you want to understand the time of a mitzvah, you look at three things. Location, 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 right? So where does it say in the Torah, in Parashas Kedoshim, the Isser Peis HaRoish and the Isser of Ashchos HaZaken? It says as follows, Lo yisoichlu al adon, lo yisenachashu, v'lo yisoineinu, lo yisakifu pas roishchem, v'lo yisashches eis pasikonecho, v'seret lo nefesh lo yisinu b'vsarchem, v'ksoy v'skako lo yisitnu b'chem ani Hashem. These are three psukim in the Torah, it's all one little parsha. Says the Beis Yosef, all of these things that we know the tam for are related to pagan customs. Like soichlu al adam. You know what that is, by the way? So the truth is, it's Gemara Sanhedrin. We learned the Gemara not so long ago. Samech Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Gemara brings five different halachas that we learn from like soichlu al adam. This is like the textbook example of a lav shebechlolos, right? But there's a whole bunch of halachas, like, can't eat before davening. There's so many different dinim that we learn from Leisaych Ladam. But Pshutay Shamik, if you learn the Rishonim al HaTorah, you know what the Rishonim say? Uberoshim the Ramban. The Ramban said that there used to be a minig that people would sit down together next to a pit and they would pour blood into the pit. And by pouring blood into the pit, all of a sudden, Shadim would come. These demons would come and they would partake in the Suda. And once the Shadim came, they were able to manipulate the Shadim. Right, this is the Ramban that we spoke about recently in Chumashir, when the Ramban talks about three types of Avodah Zarah. The third type is this demonic, satanic worship. And this is an example of this. But the Ramban talks about these things a lot in his Pirush Al HaTorah. This is one of those cases. And he says, that's loy soichlu al adam. You can't break bread al hadam. It's mamish this Indian. Right, these are all the kishef machers. These are all the pagans. We know this was the derech of the avodah zarah. These tattoos that they used to put on themselves. So in this inyan, dover alamid mein yonoi says the pasuk lo yisakivu pas roishchem. So says the Beis Yosef, the Torah says that the Rambam made this up. He didn't make it up. It's a dover alamid mein yonoi, and even though it's not mefurish, but I raise a kimefarish. It's kemat mefurish. Just look at the context of where the Torah mentioned these lavin. It says, pasha to me, that's where the Torah was like, matmiya, where did Rambam get this from? This is not just coming out of nowhere. It's pasha. He was learning up the psukim, and from the psukim alein, it was very, very mashma this way. But the bigger inyan that the Torah seems to suggest on the Rambam is, the Rambam was giving us the time. Right, he mentioned it again and again and again. Even in his Yad Chazaka, he mentioned it. Right, I just want to clarify one thing. The Rambam wrote a Meir Nevuchim, and the whole Chelek Shlishi, not the whole, but a chunk of the Chelek Shlishi in the Meir, he talks about all the Tamei HaMitzvos. If the Rambam writes this in his Yad, then I don't think the Torah is saying what he's saying. It's the Rambam. I'm sorry. If the Rambam writes this in the Moira, I don't think the Torah is saying what he's saying. It's the Rambam made a big deal about it in his Yad Chazak, and it sounds like he wants something lemaisa out of this. And the Beis Yosef understood that the Torah was almost being choshe the Rambam of something, and that's why he came to his defense. It's interesting. If you look at the Taz right here in Simin Kuf Bei Aleph, the Taz also understood the Torah the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah, and he says that yeah, the Torah was up to suggesting something, but the emes is the Torah is coming from somewhere because he's learning up the Rambam, and the Rambam's giving a time of the Krah, and there has to be a reason he's giving the time of the Krah. So he says, "I'm going to tell you the reason. I'm going to tell you why the Rambam gave a time of the Krah because the chapsan afgemino lahalacha." There's an afgemina lahalacha that the Isra Peis HaRosh and the Isra Ashchos HaZakon is related to pagan customs. And that is that we know there's certain things that are asr because of Chukas HaGoyim. Right? Tayyar mentions it a few times. And there's certain isurim, there's certain dinim that are asr as a result of that. And the truth is, the Mechaber brings these halachas in Yerideya Simen Kufayin Ches. Ein holchem mechukas agoyim. V'loi medamu lehem. V'loi yilbash malbash hamiyuchad lehem. V'loi yigadol tzitzis roisha kemoi tzitzis roisham. Etc. etc. And halacha be'ez, the Mechaber says, Misha hu korov lemalchus. V'tzorech lilbash b'malbusheim uledamis lehem mutter bakoyel. If someone's korov lemalchus, then it's going to be okay. So says the Taz, I think that Pshan and the Rambam, the reason the Rambam made such a big deal about this, specifically in the Yad, was because the Rambam holds halacha lemaisam. Misha hu korov lemalchus. Mutter bakol. He doesn't have the Issa Peis HaRosh, and he doesn't have the Issa Ashchos HaZaken. And the Torah understood that's what he meant, and that's what the Torah was coming to be like. Haman. The Torah didn't mean what the Beis Yosef is suggesting the Torah meant. Chalila, why would he? Of course, that's not what he meant. He understood that the Rambam was Keilu being Derish time in the Torah. Since Kasha was, the Rambam, you're making up a reason that's not Mefurish anywhere, and you're going to suggest this major nafkimino halacha as if someone who's Karav Malchus, he doesn't have a halacha payas. He's allowed to shave with a razor. What's going on over here? Can't be. But I hold that's the Shitzer Rambam. And the Rambam holds that way, and that's what the Rambam means when he gives his whole time at the Krah. And Enochinami, the Torah understood that, and that was good for what the Torah was coming to be ma'ir on. But you wonder why the Rambam's bringing these reasons? It's because there's a nafkimina lalach, and nafkimina is Yeridea Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Bey. So just to end, I saw the Ponim Eros in a tshuva, brings the Taz, and he's matmiya on this Taz. He says it's true. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though there's a lav of a b'chukai seyem, lo yisnei lecho, and mishu karv l'malchus, v'tzorech l'ubayish b'mabushen, l'damis l'mutu b'akol, that's only because all those examples that the Shulchan Aruch brings of about chukas agoyim are things that are not mefurish in the Torah. He says there's no way in the world that as it relates to Ashchos HaZaken, which is something that's mefurish in the Torah, or Peis HaRosh, which is mefurish in the Torah, you're going to tell me that it's mutter because you're a Karav L'malchus? What's the oimik? The oimik is, the Torah says you're not allowed to go b'chukas agoyim. What does it mean? It's a dover that's masal l'chachamim. The Chachamim have a right to tell us what it means and what it doesn't mean. In the world of the interpretation of the Chachamim, of something that's specifically mustered to them, they have a right to say, that means this, or it means that. And they also have a right to say that if you carve a malchus, mutter bakol. But when the Torah says, loisakifu pas roishchem, when the Torah says, upas konam loyigalecho loisachos pas konam, that's not negotiable already. When it comes to something like that, of course it's always going to be awesome. And if it's always going to be awesome, he says, how could the Taz suggest such a chiddush in the Rambam? So just one sushtel, and that is, in Parshas Miketz, Yosef HaTzadik is in the Beis HaSoyer. And the whole Maisa with the Sarah Mashkin who gets out, the Pari has a dream, Sheva Shibulim, Zibin Zangin, right? The whole Inyan that's going on over there. And the Pasuk says, the Pari hears, there's a Pesach Haloimus. So quickly, Vayishlach Paroi, Vayikres Yosef, Vayiritsu Minabor, Vayigalach, Vayichalif Sim Loisov, Vayovayo Pari. So what they do to Yosef, Vayigalach, right? They cut his beard, his hair, right? Vayigalach. He got a haircut. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, why vayigalach mipnei kovid amalchus? The reason they did it was because of kovid amalchus. So I saw in the pirish of Rabbi Avadia Mibar Tanura ala Teira, right? There's a pirish ala Teira from the Rav Bar Tanura, which is interesting. It's a pirish on Rashi. So we know Rashi is the great parshan and the Rav is the great parshan on Mishnayos, but the Rav wrote a pirish on Rashi. So this is a pirish from the Rav Bar Tanura. He asks Akasha, he asks that why did Rashi say vayigalach Mipnei Kovin HaMalchus? First of all, it's obvious that's why he did it. Why else did he do it if not Mipnei Kovin HaMalchus? And also, why did Rashi only say it on Vayigalach? Why not on Vayichalev Simloisov? Why is it only Vayigalach Mipnei Kovin HaMalchus? Number one, it's Poshit. And number two, why is it only Vayigalach? Says the Rav Bar Tanur, Yesh Loimar. Mishum de Koshaloi, because Rashi was bothered. Vayigalach, it says Vayigalach, ein giluach ela betar. Giluach usually means with a razor. Umashma mikan shegolach games kone betar. And it sounds like he was a Vayigalach. He shaved his beard with a tar. Ve'ech oso hadobra oser azeh lahashchis pazokon. Lokach pirush Rashi, that's what Rashi said. Vayigalach mipnei kovid amalchus. Shemipnei kovid amalchus mutter. Because for kovid amalchus, this is Mutter ukedam rinon avtulos bar ruven itiru loy lasapre betar mipnei kovid amalchus v'sneh ki kishein anikim v'sayel l'mak v'ni oisa mais b'yadayin ein shemel yisur drabonon umnei kovid malchus itiru loy v'lokach tofas Rashi v'yigalach mipnei kovid malchus. That the reason Rashi said mipnei kovid malchus was because how was he able to be megaleach with a tar? The teretz is mipnei kovid amalchus, and mipnei kovid amalchus, oh, then it's mutter. What's the makar? You're allowed to shave with a razor mipnei kovid amalchus. Yeah, it's Yerudei, it's Simon Kufayin Chesif Beis, the Taz is Sushtal. The Paramira said, how can you say it's the Rabbi Artanura? It's Rishonim talking. The Rabbi Artanura learned up Rashi and Chumash. That's the Vayigalach when they covered Amalchus. He was only able to do when they covered Amalchus. Now, if you look there, he says that Yosef HaTzadik didn't do it by himself. He wasn't the one that actually shaved. He was only the Nikif. It's rather not so posh. Others say he did shave by himself. So he turned it only into an Issed Rabbana, but the Iker Tzushtel, that shaving with a razor, could be has a Shaiches, with this halacha in Yerudei, Kufay and Chesiv Beis, that's Mefurish in this Chikava Maramokin from the Rabbi Artanura, his Pirish on Rashi ala Teira, and Parashas Mikates on Vayigalach, Vayichalif Simloisav. Either way, just two Ha'aris. I said short, maybe it was a little longer than short. We're learning Masech the Shavuos now, we have to be careful with what we say. But either way, two ha'aris regarding Pe'ez HaRosh and the Be'ezer HaShem, we're going to really start to have fun. We're going to go into the inyan of Hashchas HaZaken.